Okay, that is some music from Radiohead. What was the name of that?
Nude.
Oh, N-U-D-E as in nude. Oh, very pretty. Very kind of spacey, relaxing. Yeah, enjoy. It's gorgeous out there, but it's a little windy, a little cool. Yeah, I was like, I was thinking it was yesterday in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Have fun, ladies. And gents, he's not there. Bye-bye. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford, and this is the Voicemobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Just going to check the handy-dandy book here of things we need to share with you. They're called Public Service Announcements. Here we go. All right, so I'm just hoping that this... this screw always loosens up and then the microphone goes crashing down. We don't want that. All right, we've got that adjusted a little bit. Okay, so let's see. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology tests? You can prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Message from your folks here at WMFO Medford. Well, they still haven't fixed the headphone jack for nearby, so I have to reach over to turn it up, blah, 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 tech stuff. We're going to have a guest today coming into the studio. Janie Barnett is going to be doing a performance with her seven-piece band at the City Winery. That'll be tomorrow night. Show's at 7:30. Doors open up at 6. I've been to a show there at the City Winery. It's a nice venue, and it should be a great show. So she should be joining us here as soon as they can get here after her rehearsal. And Sue is going to be trying to find where to park the car. Oh, good. I know I had, I managed to find a spot, which is always a great thing. Let's see. Get some music here ready for us to go. But before we play some music, I actually want to share something with you, which... all the stuff that's going on. Okay, so we'll put that one up. That's good. So, it's my custom to read from Tehillim, which I'm going to start out with today because of all the miracles that happened in Israel. It's just absolute miracle is the word because, they thought that the defenses would, maybe block 90% of the missiles that came in to attack Israel, and instead it blocked 99 point some percent, which is like beyond, beyond, beyond. And I'm so absolutely amazed that that happened. So we have to say thank you to Hashem. Thank you, because certainly it's guided by Hashem. And we need to say it. We need to actually say it. So the psalm is... Hallelujah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him as befits His abundant greatness. Praise Him with the blast of the shofar. I should have brought my shofar. That would have been good. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise Him with drum and dance. Praise Him with organ and flute. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. Praise Him with resonant trumpets. Let all souls praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, El Bikadsho. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Pirkei Uzo. Hallelujah, Bigvurosav. Hallelujah, Kirov Gudlo. Hallelujah, Beseka Shofar. Hallelujah, Benevel Vechinor. Hallelujah, Besofu Machal. Hallelujah, Beminim Veuga. Hallelujah, B'tziltzalei Shama. Hallelujah, B'tziltzalei Teruah. Kal Neshama Tehallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The other thing I want to share with you is this, what we sing after we daven in the morning when we pray. It's called Acheinu. And this is what it says in the English. For our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are given over in trouble and captivity. Whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say Amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara b'tzara uv'shivya ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara livacha me'afel al yora umuishibut legula hashta agala uvizman korivin amen. Share a little bit from this book, Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson, Shlita. And this is talking about the Exodus, an experience of the present as well as the past. Okay. The bread our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. More than a mere commemoration of past history, a Jewish holiday is an event to be personally experienced and relived. Every Jewish holiday has a contemporary message for every Jew in every time and place. This is particularly true of Pesach, as our sages declare. In every generation, a person is obligated to regard himself or herself as if they personally left Egypt. This is the purpose of the Seder on Pesach Eve, to provide every individual with an opportunity to experience an exodus from his own personal house of bondage. The opening of the Seder expresses this concept by introducing the recitation of the story of the Exodus with the declaration, Heilach Lachma Anya, behold the bread of affliction. In his Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe notes, those who are meticulous take care to say Kacha Lachma or Ha Kalachma. This is like the bread of affliction, since the matzah we are eating is not the actual bread our forefathers ate. In his edition of the Haggadah, however, the Alter Rebbe chooses the wording, Heilach Ma'anya. This emphasizes that the Seder is intended to move us to the point where we ourselves experience a liberation from slavery and view the matzah before us as the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. In every generation, a person is obligated to regard himself as if he personally left Egypt. Though we may never have been in Egypt, nor experience actual slavery, redemption can be real for us. For, as Hasidic thought explains, Egypt is not only a geographical location, but also a state of mind. In fact, the Hebrew name for Egypt, Mitzrayim, is almost identical to the word mitzerim, which means straits or limitations. In other words, our personal exodus from Egypt involves self-transcendence, lifting ourselves out of our natural limitations. We each possess a soul, a spark of God, and like God himself, this spark is infinite and unbounded. On the personal level, Egypt symbolizes those influences and forces which confine and limit this spiritual potential. Well, it goes on. I want to just see. I have to reconfigure the board a little bit so I can play some music for you. So let's see what we're going to do here. Let's do this one. And let's see. So, it's a CD. Let's go. I think. All right. Okay, looks like we're good to go on this.
Admitting life is hard without you near me.
My son. is sinking low. I guess it's time to go. I feel a chilly breeze in place of memories. My dreams are locked and barred, admitting life is hard without you.
Dylan, we're gonna hear some more Dylan. Yeah, come on. Give it. Yeah.
Well, I did come here to deal with a doggone thing. I just came here to hear the drumming cymbal ring. There ain't no way you can put down. I just wanna say that hell's my wife's hometown. Well, there's reasons for that and reasons for this. I can't think of any just now, but I know they exist. I'm sitting in the sun till my skin turns brown. I just wanna say that hell's my wife's hometown. Hometown. Hometown.
Hometown. Dedicated to my second daughter, my heart and my pride, Nadara. Hashem, Hashem, Elokei Yisroel, Amimini Michoel, Umismoel Gabriel, Umilfonai Uriel, Meachoi Shekhin Askel Shalem, Shalem, Melekei Yisroel, Mimini, Michoel, Umismoel, Gabriel, Umilfonai, Uriel, Meachoi, Shekhin Askel
It's impossible. Tell the sun to leave the sky. It's impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible.
It's Impossible, Rose Mallette, from her new CD, Dreams Realized. Beautiful. And before that, Dave Stryker Trio with Bob Mincer, a song called Solstice, written by Jared Gold, and it's on their CD called Groove Street. Before that, the Danny Green Trio, Chatter from All Sides is the name of that song, and Altered Narratives is the name of that CD, one of my absolute favorite CDs. Shlomo Carlbach, my Rebbe and teacher, before that, B'Shem Hashem, the very best of Shlomo Carlbach is the name of that CD, and Bob Dylan, we heard My Wife's Hometown and Life is Hard. Okay, I think that's where we are. I'm waiting to hear from Sue. Maybe they're late, running late with the, maybe I'm getting a phone call now. Let's see. Yeah, I am. Hang on. Oops. Okay. Oops. All right, let's see what's going on. Okay, Sue? Sue, hello? Hello? Hi, Sue. Hello?
Joyce.
Yeah, hi.
Joyce?
Yeah, where are you?
The building, I haven't been here in so long, I can't remember the building. Is it the building with the post office in it?
Yes, that is the right one. Yeah.
Okay, all right, great.
So
the street is all under construction.
I know, it's a total, total mess.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put...
So we're out front now.
All right, I will... All right.
We'll drop Janie off if you can come down.
Okay, I will do that.
And then I will try to park.
All right, I'm gonna put on her Do I Love You.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye bye.
Bye. Yep.
All right, so that is good, and let's put on let's see.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July in a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should come away, if the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Just as you love me. Thank you. never could the ocean leave the shore.
And hello, hello. Hi, good. We're here. So Janie is here in the studio. And Sue is down sitting in the car trying to figure out what. This is welcome to WMFO. Well, I'm very happy you could make it. I know.
Delighted to be here.
You had a rehearsal earlier, is that?
We had another interview and arrangements for my band members as well. Yeah, and then we're going to rehearse right after this.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what this show. So where was the other interview?
At GBH.
At GBH, yes. Right. Okay, that's great. That's really great. So I've been playing you the last couple of weeks, ever since I had the CD, and I've been enjoying it.
Well, wonderful.
Looking forward to, so we have to tell everybody what's happening. You're going to be at the City Winery.
Yep.
And if you've never been there, it's a nice venue, actually. And so the show is tomorrow night.
Thursday night, 7:30.
Okay, and the doors open up at 6.
Yes.
And the parking is also ridiculous over there.
That's what I hear. Yeah. You know, I played City Winery in New York quite a few times. Uh-huh. And it's easy to park in New York, if anyone in Boston can believe that. We think that New York is crazy, but parking in New York is ample, but our beloved Boston is never easy.
This is totally true. Now, parking around here is, I don't know what the whole deal is, but in any case, so you've got 7 musicians with you.
Yes, well, it's 6 players and me, and then a guest. I have a guest vocalist. One of my colleagues from Berkeley, where I do some teaching, is going to join us as well.
Who is that?
Yeah, that's David Thorne Scott. He's a beautiful, known as a jazz singer, but also does these crossover type of albums the same as I do. Yeah,
so he interesting. Was
a perfect pick for my duet partner.
So I don't know if Sue remembered to bring other CDs, I think not, because I was going to, you know, I know you had done commercials, you've done all these different things, so we can talk a little bit about your histoire.
Yes.
So some of the commercials that you've been on.
Yeah, well, you know, I had about, I would say, 20 years in the commercial business in New York as a freelancer while I was doing all the other stuff and, you know, Coke, Diet Coke. All the fast foods. I'm not really proud of the fact that I'm encouraging people to eat fast food, but you know,
it's what it is.
And you know, you just and feel some films, and you just you walk in the door, and they hand you the sheet,
script,
and
you
do it.
Yeah, I did a little bit of voiceover stuff years back, so I'm acquainted with the drill.
Yeah.
And I used to do political stuff too, and then I realized, I can't really. Just do that, you know. If it doesn't resonate, you do some things because you do it, you know. But then there comes a time and you say, I don't think so.
Right.
So your training was where?
I was sort of a college hopper. I went to the college in Cambridge, and then I went to Berkeley, and then I moved to New York and went and finished at NYU. But my training as a musician started when I was six, you know, just
wow,
with
that's
private.
Quite early, yeah.
Very lucky to be a kid whose parents gave
wow.
them music lessons from an early age.
Fantastic.
So I mostly learned that way and on the job. It's not exactly how I would recommend it, but I had fantastic teachers in the D.C. area.
I think we should play something, although we started off with something, but I'm just going to cue something up here off of your new CD, Under My Skin, Reimagining Cole Porter. Mm-hmm. I should ask, actually, what precipitated you doing this particular CD?
I've been thinking about this project for a long time because I am a Cole Porter fan, but I also reside as a singer-songwriter in the Americana world,
right?
With
yep.
the roots
the
music
songbook,
instruments.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I've always wanted to combine those two elements. So we started about a year before the pandemic, and then during the pandemic, all these great players were home, not touring. So we were able to make
get it
a
together.
Beautiful
oh,
record as a result
great.
Of that.
So what should we, let's see, what should we put on here? Every Time We Say Goodbye. Which is
love that
it?
One.
Yeah, okay.
It's the one of the sultrier ones.
Okay, I like sultry. Let's
yeah.
we'll do then we'll do an up-tempo one. All right. Uh-huh. So let's see. We'll go to. All right. This is Every Time We Say Goodbye, and can hear a lock somewhere. Okay, so what's happening is we're going to put on another cut from this wonderful CD, which is called After You, Who? And that way I can let Sue in from downstairs. So let's see if I can get this to go. Okay. After you, who? Could supply my sky blue? After you, who? Could I love after you? Why would I take the time to try for who else could qualify after you? Take my hand and swear you'll never cease to care. Search years, but who else could change my tears?